What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We're talking about the economic news, and we're talking about this out-of-control problem with student loan debts going into default. And it is a major problem. It's certainly a problem for those financial institutions who overextended. It's certainly a problem for these kids. They got suckered. They got played. They were lured into signing up for college with the promise they were going to get a college degree, was going to guarantee a high-paying job, and they pay off the student loans very quickly. And it just didn't work out because the high-paying jobs just aren't there anymore. And college these days is less about education and more about indoctrination, with courses on, you know, white privilege and LGBTQ whatever, and how to tell the correct restroom and so forth. How many art history majors can one country absorb? And so these kids go through the college, they graduate, they're in debt, they're trying to make the payments on the student loans. Some of them are having to stay living with their parents. They got scammed. There's no other word for it. They got scammed. Now, another area in which costs are out of control, of course, is medical bills. The United States has the most expensive medical care on earth, and it ranks somewhere like 38th in quality, I think. And about 400,000 to a half million Americans die every year from medical mistakes, which is what you get for all that money here. Medical bills right now are behind two-thirds of all U.S. bankruptcies. So that is completely out of control. The father of Reaganomics, David Stockman, told Fox Business's Neil Cavuto, investors ought to be getting out of the market and get back to cold hard cash. It's time to wake up and smell the roses here. Now, the markets were down a little bit today, but at some point, the ability to keep it propped up, they're going to run out. Yes, I know they've got the printing presses and they can just keep printing up more money. But he's out there saying, we've had 10 years of the longest business expansion in history. We're increasing the deficit at the very wrong time. They say it's $900 billion this year. It'll be $1.2 trillion of borrowing at the same time. The Fed is trying to shrink its balance sheet, which means they'll be dumping bonds onto the market. Okay, smart people are getting into metals. And apparently a demand for silver coins surged in February. The U.S. Mint has suspended silver bullion coin sales after the sales doubled in February, which is a polite way of saying they ran out. So apparently they sold 775,000 ounces, and the Mint issued a temporary suspension of sales until inventories can be restocked. So that's a good sign. Nice to always have a bunch of silver on hand here. Okay, apparently we're looking at some data coming out of Wall Street. This may be the reason the markets were down today. The worst restaurant data in 25 years, worst retail sales in 10 years, housing sales are down, auto loan delinquencies at a 10-year high. And apparently we're beginning to see a lot of CEOs choosing to leave their jobs. Take early retirement, go do something else here. Okay. Getting into immigration here. Apparently, down in Texas, I mean, if you think about Trump's national emergency declaration to build the border wall, it's going to affect Texas more than any other state because they've got the longest border with Mexico. And apparently, according to this poll, 3 in 5 Texas voters disapprove of Trump using his emergency executive powers to fund a wall. This is coming from Quinnipiac University. And I've had issues with some of their polls in the past here. And a little more than half of voters said they don't think undocumented immigrants crossing the border of Mexico into the U.S. is a national emergency. Overall, Texans are split on their support for Trump's wall. 48% support building a wall and 48% oppose it. Well, I'm sorry, but Texas is already feeling the effects of the illegal immigration. Crime is up. Disease is up. I question this poll. I really, really do. And I know that they're pulling out all the stops to sell the open border idea and the New World Order, where everybody goes from country to country to country. And they're going to say anything. They're going to any lie, any hoax that they need to do to get what they want, they're going to do it. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network here. Apparently, during a congressional hearing, Democrat Mary Gay Scanlon compared the U.S. Border Patrol officers to Nazis. Now, that is way over the line, and I think she owes the Border Patrol officers an apology. They'll never get it. But to call them Nazis, I mean, these people are defending our borders. They're not invading other countries. They're defending our borders. To call them Nazis is wholly inappropriate. And again, recapping something that one of our callers talked about, Air Force General Terrence O'Shaughnessy, who is the NORTHCOM commander right now, is saying there is no military threat on the southern U.S. border. He's saying immigration is not a military threat. There's no military threat. Well, then we don't have to get involved. Again, we're about to make military threats of Venezuela, Nicaragua, and Cuba. Now, I have here the text of the oath that all military officers must take. I, your name, do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, and that I will obey the orders of the President of the United States and the orders of the officers appointed over me, according to regulations and the Uniform Code of Military Justice, so help me God. So this Air Force general basically should be court-martialed. It's not up to him to decide which of Trump's orders he's going to obey or not. All righty. Story coming on out from MondoWeiss.net. Apparently, the Jewish Broadcasting Service held a roundtable on whether the Democratic Party is turning against Israel. And apparently, much of the discussion was about the three women elected last year to Congress. Rashida Tlaib, I still don't know how to pronounce that, of Detroit. Ilhan Omar of Minneapolis. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of Bronx, Queens. And both would somebody call in and tell me how to pronounce that name? And Omar are Muslims who have endorsed the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement. And, of course, that's been declared an anti-Semitic movement. But then these two commentators at this roundtable, Thane Rosenbaum and Jonathan Mark, suggested that maybe Arab Muslims as a whole do not belong in America. In other words, they want to bring the same apartheid they're practicing in Israel to the United States. Just kick them on out. Over in Hungary, their citizens are all going to receive a mass letter from Prime Minister Orban detailing the European Union's pro-immigration efforts and how Hungary plans to oppose them. And, of course, over in the EU, politicians like Angela Merkel, they're rejecting Hungary's campaign to basically say, we want to go back to being Hungary. I think we're seeing the push for the New World Order break into public view. That's what this is going on. The fight to keep Britain tangled up with the European Union. The fight to keep all borders open, even though it's causing tremendous social, medical, and cultural destruction, economic destruction. It's just that dream of a one planet, one slab of cement, one private central bank. And that's why the Liberal Democrats in this country want to keep that southern border open, even though we may have wars being fought right near it in the very near future. Okay. Speaking of Brexit, the British government has released a report saying that a no-deal Brexit will lead to higher food prices, an extra £13 billion in costs for 240,000 businesses, and huge passport lines. This came out just as Theresa May insists that Britain can make a success out of crashing out without a deal. So she's trying to move ahead. And, of course, the Remainers are still out there trying to fearmonger, saying, you know, it's going to be higher fuel prices, it's going to be panic buying. But Theresa May is standing firm and saying, we'll make a success of a no-deal Brexit. What's really interesting, and this article came out of The Spectator, it's actually the rest of Europe that is not prepared for a no-deal Brexit. And apparently they're rushing to make plans because it's starting to look like it may be real. Germany is hiring an extra 900 customs officials, and they're looking at 750,000 German jobs depend on free trade with Great Britain. France, they're hiring 740 customs officials and veterinary inspectors. They're very picky about animals that are allowed into their country. Over in the Netherlands, the Dutch government aims to boost its customs force by around 20%, hiring 928 extra staff. However, only one-third of those will be deployed by the end of March, and only two-thirds of the 143 additional staff for the Food and Consumer Product Safety Authority will be ready to help by Brexit Day. So they apparently really thought that Brexit was going to get called off, or it was going to be delayed again. All right, let's take a phone call. Mark in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, how you doing? Hey, look, I just heard what you said about that. Was that a senator or a congressman that said that about Arab Muslims don't belong in this country, something like that?
No, it was two Israeli TV commentators.
Two Israeli TV commentators, of all people, not even. Well, first of all, I just want to, you know, I wasn't even going to call you today, but, you know, this really got my goat. First of all, that fool Ted Cruz is now starting a resolution in the Senate and in the Congress to say that Israel has a right to the Golan Heights and that should incorporate it. And that's, of course, because of Genie Energy. And that brings me back to what you just said about what this Israeli fool said. I take that very personal myself. As a guy, you know, I told you before, I'm of Jewish ancestry. I don't practice
yes.
religion, but still, you know, they got me down. I think it's on my DD-214, on my birth certificate. So, you know, if it hits the fan, you know, they're going to come after me. So, what I'm saying is this, that those idiots don't understand. They could do that. They say they do that to Arab Muslims today. They go after Arab Muslims if they don't belong because they're really not the same religion and they have different values or whatever, other nonsense they say. They can say tomorrow Jews are not Christians. They don't belong to this country either. And it can go on and on. I mean, you can go with other people too. I mean, this is disgusting.
I agree.
I have no use for this type of, you know, this is bigotry. That country is out of control. I tell you something. I don't have, you know, I told you, I don't care what my ancestry is. I have no loyalty to Israel whatsoever. I think they've developed into a disgusting outlaw nation. that's really not worthy of our respect anymore, and shouldn't even be. We shouldn't have to pay our tax dollars to support this gang. This is basically a criminal organization that's run as a country.
These people have no respect. You could say the same thing about this country.
Yeah, but at least, I mean, you know, we still have a constitution that stands for the right things if we can get rid of this crooked government. But Israel is a new nation. It's based on the fact that they think that God gave them the land. You know, that's very questionable, of course.
Yes.
I'm beginning to believe the whole Abrahamic.
Because actually, God gave it to me. Just to clear up the record here, God gave it to me. So you all owe me rent.
You want to sell me some land there? Maybe you can sell me the Red Sea. But, you know, it's ridiculous. I mean, you know, I'm thinking back to that movie there. What was it called? The Army of God, something like that, with the Crusaders, and when Saladin.
The Kingdom of Heaven.
The Kingdom of Heaven. I don't know if Saladin really did that, in truth, but, you know, if he did, he's prophetic. He says, we'll burn it down if you try to take it by force, something like that. He says, well, maybe we'd all be better off in the long run if you did that.
Yeah, I think that was Ridley Scott trying to make a comment about what was going on in the Middle East today. In fact, if you look at the closing title, you know, where he makes a point of saying, we still, after all these years, all these centuries, have not been able to bring peace to the Middle East.
That's true. And Jerusalem is right in the middle of it.
Yeah, mostly because the big money is in keeping everybody riled up and at each other.
And, you know, a lot of people talk about the fanatical Muslims, like the Wahhabi. But I'm telling you, there's groups within the Jews that are just as crazy, if not crazier.
That's why everybody's upset about Netanyahu bringing the Kahanists, into his new political party for the election. They don't want them. They absolutely do not want them.
Yeah, and you got these Chabad, something or another, Chabad Lubavitches, and you got these.
Shabbat. It's pronounced with a soft C. Shabbat.
And you got the Kabbalahs, you know, which, by the way, is not all Jews joining the Kabbalah. That started was made well known a few years ago with Madonna when she said she's a Kabbalah. I mean, a Kabbalah, you know. And then you got the Talmud, which is really, you talk about fanatical book. I'm looking at, I can't read Hebrew or nothing, but I watch it. There's different things on the net about it, you know, by YouTube. That's a sick book. I mean, that is crazy if you interpret it the way, you know, it's interpreted right.
So I mean, I've never been able to find an English translation of the Talmud. So, you know, I've been looking for one. I figure, you know, if you're going to be talking about this stuff, it's best to read the instruction manual. So,
well, No More News, the guy No More News seems to know a lot about it. And there's some other, and this guy is Israeli News Live. And he's a, what do you call it again? A Christian Jew,
Christian Zionist.
Masonic. He's not a Zionist. He makes it clear he's not a Zionist. He considers Zionist kind of like of the devil or something like that. And the same thing with the Talmud. He's a, what do you call it? He is a Christian. He's a Masonic Jew. He was a Jew. He became a Christian.
Okay.
He was describing things in the Talmud. Him and his wife were describing things in the Talmud. That is an evil book. I mean, unless he's lying.
My first wife shared a few things as well. And but, you know, if you go into any religious text, you can find some nasty stuff, even in the Christian Bible, you know, the part about not allowing witches to live and how much pain and suffering that caused.
Maybe that would be another good thing with Tulsi Gabbard. At least she's not a part of the Abrahamic religion. She's, you know, a Hindu. Of course, the Hindus now are going at it with facing another situation.
With that whole Pakistan thing. All right, well, listen, Mark, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're finishing up on the subject of Brexit. And apparently there's this hardcore anti-Brexit campaign founded by Gina Millard. It's called Best for Britain. And apparently they're out there begging for corporate dark money to stop Brexit, to find a way to stop it. They're asking for £500,000 sterling to be donated in the next 2 weeks. And they're basically pushing, saying that the British people have changed their mind, that they really do want to remain after all, and all we need is to find a way to have a new referendum and convince Parliament that the British people really don't want to leave after all. So the propaganda is flying. Meanwhile, Sky Data's yearly State of the Nation poll is showing nearly 90% of Britons feel the British leadership is spurning the public. Well, welcome to our world. What can I tell you? All right, we got some callers on the line here. White Rose calling from Colorado. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Michael. Thanks for taking my call. You can find the Talmud written in English on a website called AbundantHope.net. Up at the top of the page, it says spiritual books. You click on that, and there's this whole slew of different spiritual books from all different religions.
Oh, that's going to be a good resource, not just for me, but for Claire, because she likes to study. All right, I'm going to bookmark that one.
There's a whole slew, abundanthope.net. Now, it's a little bit on the wacky side. You know, some of the stuff they come up with is a little bit off the wall. But, you read between the lines, you could find quite a bit of truth there.
All right. Well, thank you very much for that reference. I'm going to bookmark that and get on back to it.
Also, I would like to point out that also there you could find the works of Jacob Lorber, which I highly recommend reading. And please check out my website, thewhiterose.simplesite.com. All lower cases and no spaces. TheWhiteRose.SimpleSite.com.
Okay, well, that explains why you identified yourself. Okay, all right. I've got that bookmarked, and I will get back to that. Thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go and switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. Dustin, I'm probably going to have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Well, before I talk about something serious like India, Pakistan, Mike, there was a show, Left Behind, I think it was on Showtime or HBO, but every year they would, read the names off on the TV of who went up to the pearly white sky, and one of them, the guy's in the barn, one of them was Gary Busey, and the guy's like, Gary Busey, are you effing kidding me, Gary Busey? I thought that was pretty funny because, you know, the Pope would be left behind, but Gary Busey went up to the pearly white, you know, so I thought that was it was supposed to be a serious show, but,
yes.
You know, but that's the kind of bizarre, you know, I don't believe any of that, you know, I mean, I'm a Catholic, you know, I went to Catholic school, but I just don't believe any of that stuff, you know, like,
well, you know, that rapture stuff actually came out of a book called The Scofield Bible, and there's very little about it in the original biblical manuscripts, so that's kind of a modern embellishment, and you know, it's just something people want to believe in, along with Scientology and UFOs and whatever else. Honest,
and he
government.
Was a con man, right?
Say
he
again.
Was a con man. He was a con man, Scofield, right? Pretty much, like he was a con man before he wrote that thing, where he just took the Bible, right, and he just added stuff to it. Basically just to make money, right? That's what he did that for, you know?
Yes.
But, Mike, on India, Pakistan, I mean, I was watching the Indian news today, and there's a lot of fiery rhetoric coming from commentators from India, like on the news. Not the news people, but people to bring it on. And that's a scary thing, you know, because they're saying Pakistan is not to be trustworthy and, you know, this or that, and you know, it's both sides, you know, it's both sides, and it's like, I know they're fighting over this small piece of, I mean, I don't know if Kashmir has any riches there in terms of oil or, you know.
No, it's actually based on religion. It's based on, you know, it's still an area, I mean, if you remember the history of India, and after it broke free from Britain, and it had to then break in two, to Pakistan and India, because the Hindus and the Muslims, even with Gandhi's best efforts, they just weren't getting along with each other. They've got a historical enmity against each other, and that's what this is about, because both India and Pakistan claim the Kashmir area. It has a mixed population. India, I think, controls about two-thirds of it. Pakistan controls one-third of it. There's that line of control that they have sort of maintained for many years, where they stand on either side and sneer at it. But it appears to me that India is about ready to make a major play. Stay on the line, Dustin. We'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you worry a lot. If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining
and aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Dustin in New Jersey. And Dustin, what's next on your mind?
Well, I wanted to still talk about India-Pakistan, where I also heard that India is moving to a forward base, some Su-30s and MiG-29s, and they're amassing troops in some areas. And then Pakistan's on alert for the next 48 hours, so...
This is going to get serious here. I mean, you know, they do have wars with each other over Kashmir on a pretty much regular basis. And so far, they haven't reached the nuclear stage. But it's definitely going to get very ugly there. And I think India just decided they're going to try and push and grab more of Kashmir and move that line of control, which would explain why they were so quick to try and blame Pakistan for this terror attack that basically the terrorists said, hey, we did it.
And remember, Modi's up for re-election. There's a lot of stuff going on, but, I mean, it's nuts because, you know, each of them have, you know, 150 nuclear weapons. I mean,
something.
And
like that.
I don't want to scare Peter from Los Angeles, but if they go full nuclear, you might want to have a bug-out bag to leave Los Angeles. Because isn't that where the air current goes? Like, they said, like, Los Angeles would get hit by maybe fallout from particular...
There would be a belt of fallout from... if they used all their warheads, if it really went that far, you'd have a belt of radiation at that latitude, basically around the entire Earth at some point.
It's just such... today, I just didn't hear... I just never heard such... You thought Trump... They hated Trump. There was just such hatred from these people against Pakistan, and probably the other way around, but I just never heard so much. And remember, since 19, they actually had a dogfight. So this was they had skirmishes before, like in 90 when Clinton was in, but I mean, not since 71 has it reached this level. It's like, and then, Mike, what you said, Gandhi, eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, that's the way they think over there, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, it is, it's a cultural thing. And as I mentioned earlier, the Muslims and the Hindus they have a hate for each other, and it goes back generations. So that's basically what's fueling this. Everybody's ready to go and do what they want to do.
Yeah, because that's the thing. Like, they do something, and then they got to respond. And I remember. And then you got people behind you that are pushing you to respond for political reasons,
yes.
Right? Like over here, the same crap, right? I mean, they push, trying to push you, you know? But, all right, Mike, have a good rest of the show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. It's a very dangerous situation here. I'm hoping that whatever's going to happen will be confined to Kashmir. Because if India were to sort of blitzkrieg through Kashmir and then cross directly into Pakistan, then we're in a whole new world of risk in terms of somebody lighting off one of those nuclear tipped missiles here. Alrighty, over in Germany, the Cologne court has ruled that Germany's domestic spy agency is not allowed to classify the Alternative for Germany party as a case to investigate. Now, this represents a blow to the BFV intelligence agency, whose chief in January announced it would investigate the AfD to see whether the anti-immigrant party's politics breached constitutional safeguards against extremism. So, again, we are seeing this grand push to create the new world order, one world government, one planet, one slab of cement, one private central bank. It's breaking out into the open. We can all see it coming into view. And that, of course, is going to trigger people pushing back. We don't want to live under a global government. We have enough problems with large national governments. Global government's only going to be that much worse, especially when you consider there will be no alternative. That's one of the major problems with a global government. There'll be no alternative. There'll be no place that you can move to get away from the tyranny. And it's going to be a tyrannical government. It's going to have to stifle all freedom of speech just to survive the lies that it's telling to bring itself into existence. I think I'll dig out my old copy of THX-1138. Study up on that one here. Over in Santa Fe, Oklahoma, there at Santa Fe High School, there was a Trump-supporting student was wearing a Make America Great Again hat on his head and a Trump-themed flag as a cape. And another student basically ripped the hat off, saying, "Take that blank off," followed by the N-word. And that was a really ugly situation. And it turns out that the woman who assaulted this guy wearing the Make America Great Again hat was an illegal immigrant. She was in the country illegally, and she's been arrested by Immigration and Customs Enforcement. That's how bizarre this thing is. We have these illegal immigrants sneaking into this country and then attacking Americans who want this country to go back to being America. To me, that sounds like that's a military invasion. They're coming across the border and attacking our civilians. And this jerk up at CENTCOM says there's no military threat. All righty. If you're my age, you remember the name Sarah Jane Moore. She tried to assassinate President Gerald Ford back in 1975. She'd actually been an FBI informant, and she claimed she was trying to assassinate Ford to trigger a nationwide uprising. And she was sent to jail for 32 years. She was paroled in 2007. Unfortunately, she's back in jail again because she traveled to Israel and back without notifying federal authorities. That was a violation of her parole. So she's back in prison there. There is a new bill under consideration in California, and the bill claims to end alleged LGBT discrimination on sex offender lists. And it's like that database that the police department got rid of because there were too many people of color on it, and that just wasn't fair. So out in California, they're saying there are too many LGBT people being put on the sex offenders list and nowhere near enough white heterosexual males who have loving wives. And why aren't they on the list as well? So this new bill will give judges the option to not order a sex offender to be put on the sex offenders list if they are LGBT. We have reached the point where political correctness is ripping our society apart. It really is. Over in Wisconsin, there's a high school, Tremper High School, and they're now under fire. They had an award ceremony last year, which was attended by more than 100 people, to celebrate the achievements of the school's cheerleading squad. Apparently, they have a good one. They gave out awards for most talented, most hardworking. And there were also a couple of lighthearted awards, the Big Booty and Big Booby Awards. And there was also the String Bean Award given to the team's rookie for being so light and skinny. This has now come under fire from the PC crowd because it's body shaming. Oh, my goodness, how could you do this? Well, look, here's the real world. Some people are born more attractive than others. Deal with it. Some people make bad life choices and they gain weight. Some people then make good life choices and they lose that weight. We're not all equal, and no amount of liberalism is going to make it happen. Each and every one of us is a unique individual, a product of what we inherit genetically, coupled with our life experiences. And I know the liberals don't believe that. They believe we're born with completely blank minds for them to play around with, but it's simply not true. Now, here is a nice piece of Beck's from the New York Post. They're claiming that a team of psychologists in Britain's Staffordshire University and the University of Kent have issued a report that if you believe in conspiracy theories, you could turn into a criminal. Oh, boy, if you're questioning 9/11 or any of that stuff, you know, you're more inclined to actively engage in antisocial behavior. So that's the next step. Anybody who doesn't believe the official story, oh, they're mentally ill. They are mentally ill. Got to send them away to the happy home for those who don't believe corporate media here. Huawei executives took advantage of this week's Mobile World Conference in Barcelona, which is one of the global telecom industry's biggest trade events, to mock U.S. allegations that Chinese telecom giant represents a security threat for the U.S.'s Western allies, when he correctly pointed out that U.S. law requires the same type of security cooperation for which Huawei is complicit. And he basically came out and said, look what Edward Snowden showed us all. The U.S. is requiring telecom companies to provide complete open access to all of our portable electronic devices. What hypocrites you are to say it's a problem if we are doing it. And of course, Huawei still says they're not doing it. That may actually be the problem. Huawei is not cooperating with U.S. directives for surveillance. Huawei's cell phones use encryption the NSA cannot backdoor. Okay, the CEO of PayPal has revealed that the multi-billion dollar service partners with the leftist Southern Poverty Law Center to decide who should be blacklisted from their company. And they're using the label company corporate interests as their defense. Well, company corporate values means denying access to conservatives. And it's a big cause for concern for Christians because the Southern Poverty Law Center has taken a notably anti-Christian slant in recent years, targeting mainstream groups just because they hold biblical views about sexuality and life, meaning they're talking about the abortion people. And CBN News has reported extensively on the Southern Poverty Law Center's radical agenda to silence conservative Christian groups like D. James Kennedy Ministries and the Family Research Council. So censorship is here. It's coming on down. And apparently Tulsi Gabbard is now getting randomly blocked by Facebook. Somebody sent this video they'd captured off their device where they're looking at this Facebook post by Tulsi Gabbard. And they hit the button to share and immediately pops up and says content is no longer available. And then they get rid of the pop-up. The content is still there. Just getting insane. Article coming on out from Investment Watch blog. Apparently, the Twitter purge, according to this article, the Twitter purge of conservatives is being spearheaded by Hillary Clinton and the left-wing media because the left can only win elections by silencing their opponents. Democrats have found that when they're honest, they tend to drive away support rather than bring it closer. So basically, we've got, you know, deep blue states. New York, Vermont, and Maryland have either passed or in the process of passing new abortion laws that are so permissive they fall just short of outright infanticide. And so people are getting on social media and saying, yeah, this is wrong. And according to this article, the left is now being led by Hillary Clinton. So yeah, it looks like she's going to try and step on in. Donald Trump needs to get her prosecuted under Title 18 because just one felony conviction makes her ineligible to be president. Just one. Donald, or whoever monitors this show on his behalf, just one felony conviction under Title 18. And you've already got James Comey on video admitting Hillary did commit these crimes. Okay. It is now official. February has been the coldest February in 83 years. The global climate pattern, which is cyclical, is now transitioning from a global warming cycle, which peaked in 1998, to a global cooling cycle, which we don't know when that one is going to hit the bottom. But we've seen the Earth cooling and cooling dramatically, especially during the past 3 years. Vancouver, where it rarely snows, has had 5 snowstorms this year. Snow fell in Las Vegas and Los Angeles. The snow cyclone that did that is now heading east. The world is not warming, despite what the corporate media is telling you. So apparently there is yet another strong Arctic outbreak to surge into the lower 48 states. So there's more to come. Punxsutawney Phil messed up. Story out of the American Thinker. John Kerry and other climate change alarmists refuse to risk an actual debate on their theory. And that's absolutely true. Kerry penned an op-ed in the Washington Post saying that President Trump should disband his climate denial panel. And again, they want to silence the opposition. And they won't debate. They keep saying, the science is settled, the science is settled. No, the science isn't settled. We have new data. We've had record-setting snow and ice, despite predictions back in 2000 that snowfalls were a thing of the past. That is new data. That opens up the debate again. But the attitude from the global warming people is, how dare Donald Trump employ scientists who disagree with the indoctrination, who disagree with the revealed wisdom of St. Al of the Gore. But, I mean, there's all kinds of problems with this global warming thing. We'll be right back after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, last segment of our program today. And we're talking about how everybody who's pushing this human-caused global warming, they won't debate the issue. It's always the science is settled, and if you don't accept human-caused global warming, you're some kind of a whack job conspiracy theorist. And the reason they don't want to have a debate is because there are questions that could be asked to which they will not have an answer. And, for example, how come the ice is still in the Arctic after 150 years of exponential growth in fossil fuel use, since we were told it would be gone by now? Remember, Al Gore promised us the Arctic was going to be ice-free. And by the way, there's more ice up there now than there was back when he said that. Here's a good one. What caused the ice to melt after the Ice Age, since humans and fossil fuels couldn't have caused it? That always opens up the issue about solar radiation and the Earth's orbit, which the cultists don't want to talk about. They think that without humans, the climate would just be exactly the same. No, it isn't. It changes all the time. We have been warned that because humans and fossil fuels cause warming, we would have snowless winters. Why were the predictions so wrong? And why should we believe the doom and gloom about the future, given the previous predictions were 100% wrong? Now, scientific studies have shown that droughts were much longer in the past, prior to when humans and fossil fuels could have caused them. So why do the climate alarmists continually lie that humans are causing longer and more severe droughts? Well, because lying is what gets them what they want, which is their control over our lives and our money. And it's being presented as a done deal in the media. And it may be that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez actually does believe it, that we're all going to be dead in 12 years. She hasn't done her own homework. She's been indoctrinated with it her entire life. She's actually telling young people maybe they shouldn't have children because they're going to die horribly. And so they've come up with this ignorant Green New Deal that would destroy our economy, and it wouldn't work to change the climate one way or the other. $93 trillion, that's $600,000 per U.S. household. And by the way, the United States is responsible for only 17% of the world's pollution. That's a lot, and it would be nice if we could cut it back on down, but that's not what the Green New Deal is all about. It's about wealth distribution. By the way, the Democrat House Oversight Subcommittee scheduled a hearing on climate change. And interestingly enough, the Democrats didn't show up. The hearing was today. The panel was set to deliver testimonials and statements to advance the priorities of the Democratic congressional team selling the Green New Deal, except the Democrats didn't show up. Okay. There's the music. Time for me to get out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. Please stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please take what you learn here, share it with everybody that you know. Conversation, paper, mail, maybe email. Forget social media. They are just coming down hard on anything that doesn't fit their liberal utopian worldview. So please donate to Republic Broadcasting. Rented lips. Please donate to whatreallyhappened.com. It's a tight month. It really is. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.